San Francisco trombonist and composer Wayne Wallace began his career performing with musicians like Aretha Franklin and Earth, Wind & Fire. He now fuses elements of R&B and jazz with a variety of Latin music styles. For this edition of Perspectives on Jazz, producer Reese Ehrlich met with Wallace to talk about his new CD, Latin Jazz, Jazz Latin.
Trombonist and composer Wayne Wallace has studied in Cuba and played with some of the greats in Latin music. That's enabled him to create a unique fusion of jazz, R&B, and Latin music in his 2013 CD, Latin Jazz, Jazz Latin. In my opinion, it's his best recording yet. Wallace explains the differences between Latin jazz and jazz Latin, using the example of his version of John Coltrane's classic, Giant Steps.
Giant Steps is done as a perspective like as the Dominican Republic would look at it, as opposed to us doing Giant Steps here and adding a Latin thing to it. And a couple of the tunes flip the other way. They're just Latin jazz tunes. It's a jazz tune done with a Latin feel to it. Some of the tunes could swing. They don't have to swing. But other ones really need to be within the rhythm of the country of choice. So, and then you apply the jazz harmonies or whatever, that feeling of improvisation to it. The biggest thing I wanted to try to get across on the record was the intersections between the different genres or the different styles.
Wallace is an African-American musician who came of age performing R&B and straight-ahead jazz. But for the past 30 years, he's focused on the sophisticated rhythms and melodies of Latin America. Wallace soon learned that all musicians, regardless of nationality, can play Latin music. But to earn respect, you have to pay your dues.
They never barred me from being involved, but you had to make an active move to have an entree to be included in it. That was the beginning of me studying the music as well as trying my best to learn the language so I could understand where they were coming from. And I found everybody to be very accepting.
Wallace shows that he paid his dues in an original tune called A Ti Te Gusta, or As You Like It. He uses the songo style from Cuba to create an original smoking tune. Songo was originated in the 1980s by the famous Cuban group Los Van Van.
That's the thing about Los Van Van. They mix all those things together. So they take a little R&B, they take a little bit of jazz, they would take traditional son, something from charanga. They added their little taste of rhythm and blues with it. So it became an international sound that most groups copied, let alone in Cuba, but also through the Caribbean. And I think the term that came to it manifested itself as salsa tropical, as opposed to salsa from New York City.
I asked Wallace how he gets inspired to compose such original tunes.
I'm an active listener. It could be a commercial. It could be going to a movie, listening. I remember Ellington describing himself as the world's greatest listener. So I try to be aware of whatever things I find attractive musically around me, as well as playing around at the piano or having an idea.
Does the inspiration come all at once or trickle out slowly? Wallace says it can be either.
I had a bass line that I loved, and it took me 5 years to write the bridge for it. And that ended up on one of my records. The process has its own life, and it just does what it does. I think the trick as a composer is to be patient with it. I have to write this song right now, it's got to be right now, it's not usually going to come out good. But if you're willing to let go and just say this is what it is at the moment, maybe I come back to it, maybe I don't come back to it. Oh, look, whole song done.
Well, do you remember the name of that tune that took you 5 years?
Yeah, it's called El Duende Africano.
Wayne Wallace is now teaching at Indiana University while continuing to tour with his band. I'm Reese Ehrlich with a perspective on jazz.